بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي بكر بن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت أبي رضي الله عنه وهو بحضرة العدو يقول. Studying this chapter of jihad, the importance, the great virtues, and the great necessity of jihad. Hazrat Abu Bakr, the son of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, I heard that my father saying, when he was in the presence of the enemy, that is, jihad was taking place, battle was taking place. And he was where the enemy were, and his father was saying, Yaqul, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna abwab al jannati tahta zilal suyuf, that undoubtedly the gates, the doors of Jannat are beneath the swords, beneath the shadow of the swords. That is, when a person is fighting and striving in the path of Allah, making jihad, then he will find Jannat there. فَقَامَ رَجُلٌ رَثُّ الْهَيْئَةِ, then one person who was like not dressed very well, it's wartime, jihad time, his clothes were not all up to date, up to standard as normal, such a person stood up, فقال, and he asked, and he said, Ya Aba Musa, أنت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هذا. He spoke to my father, who said that hadith, that Jannat lies in the shadows of the swords. He asked him, O Abu Musa, did you hear this yourself personally from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There was nobody else and you heard it? Qala na'am. He said, yes, I did hear it myself personally. This is a true, authentic hadith, the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَرَجَعَ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ فَقَالَ, then he went to his own group of people, the people that from whom he was, and he told them, أَقْرَعُ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ, I'm making salam to you. In other words, now I'm departing from the world, and this is my final salam to you. ثُمَّ كَسَرَ جَفْنَ سَيْفِهِ, and then he took the sheath of his sword, in what the sword is kept. He broke it. In other words, never will the sword go back in the sheath again. I will be going now and making jihad. فَأَلْقَاهُ, and he threw away. He not only did he break the sheath of the sword, but he threw it away as well. ثُمَّ مَشَى بِسَيْفِهِ إِلَى الْعَدُوِ, then he walked with his sword towards the enemy. فَضَرَبَ بِهِ حَتَّى قُتِلْ, and then he fought with them until he was made shaheed. So this was the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When they heard the virtues, they did not delay in making amal. We keep on hearing and hearing virtues, etc., and all we'll do perhaps is ask for more nasihat. But to make amal, very sad that we are very weak in amal. But the Sahaba was so strong in this aspect, immediately he went and he made amal and he found his Jannat. وعن أبي أبس عبد الرحمن بن جبير رضي الله عنه قال, حضرت أبو أبس عبد الرحمن بن جبير رضي الله تعالى عنه says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, مغبرت قدما عبد في سبيل الله فتمسه النار, that no person's legs become covered with sand, that is, while walking in jihad, in the deserts, etc., wherever a person is making jihad, and his legs, some dust, the sand touches his legs, and then the fire of Jahannam, it is impossible to touch those legs. In other words, the dust of jihad in the path of Allah and the fire of Jahannam cannot come together on one person. If the dust of jihad is on a person, the fire of Jahannam will never touch that person. So great are the virtues of jihad. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يلج النار رجل بكى من خشية الله, The fire of Jahannam will not touch that person who cried in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Even if he shed one eye drop the size of the head of a fly in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, a person who did that, the fire of Jahannam will never touch that person either. Hatta ya'ud al-laban fi dhar'a, until the milk will not return back into the udders. Like when milking a cow, once the milk is out, as far as dunya, sabab dunya is concerned, that milk can never return and go back into those udders. Just like that, a person who shed even one tear in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the fire of Jahannam will not touch that person. وَلَا يَجْتَمِعُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ غُبَارٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَدُخَانُ جَهَنَّمٍ. And neither will the dust in the path of Allah Ta'ala be gathered on a person together with the smoke of Jahannam. In other words, a person on whomsoever just the dust when going out in jihad has touched his body, then the smoke of Jahannam will not also touch that person. So these are great virtues, and we see also, as we had explained, that deen is not limited to one aspect of deen. Yeah, in the same hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the great virtue of that person who might be sitting all on his own and crying in the fear of Allah. That person also, the fire of Jahannam will not touch that person. And the person who goes out in jihad, and the smoke of the fire of Jahannam will neither touch that person. So jihad is a very great virtuous act, and we should not run it down and try and change the meaning of jihad. The whole world, Muslims and non-Muslims, know what is jihad, and that is what the jihad is meant in deen.